Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Back to the nursing homes, because nursing homes will be able to claim up to €31,500 each under a new government scheme to help with energy costs under the new temporary inflation payment scheme. It comes as at least 16 smaller nursing homes, each averaging less than 30 beds, have announced their closure this year alone, blaming energy costs, recruitment issues and regulatory pressures as well. The private nursing homes group have described the €10 million payment scheme as wholly inadequate. To discuss the plight of the nursing home sector, I'm joined by Minister Mary Butler, the Minister of State for Mental Health and Older People. Mary Butler, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
You launched this €10 million scheme yesterday. The sector is telling us it's removed from reality. What's your reaction?
My job as minister is to ensure that the budget I have can support residents in nursing homes from the 1st of January in any given year to the 31st of December under Fair Deal. And the turnaround for applications is 4 weeks, which is where we need it to be. But I am concerned that in discussions around nursing homes recently, part of the narrative has not been included. References made to TIPS as being, which is a new temporary inflation payment scheme, as being wholly inadequate, completely removed from reality, and being disappointed and shocked is disappointing to me as minister. The fact is that private nursing homes have received over €1 billion in payments under Fair Deal in 2021, including resident contributions. The cost of Fair Deal is €1.4 billion a year to support 22,500 residents for the 12 months of the year. Private providers provide control 18,000 of those beds, and the HSE provides support to 4,500 people.
But the sector, Minister, says the reality, they say, is the increased cost per resident per week over the course of a year has been independently verified and assessed, as they say, this is their words, as being on average €194. And the scheme, they say, represents €15 per resident per week over the limited period it will be in effect. I mean, is it enough?
So they're not my figures, because this scheme is backdated to the from the 1st of July to the end of this year. It's 31,500 per nursing home. And where my priority was to support the smaller and the voluntary nursing home. Now, the voluntary sector of the private nursing homes, the voluntary sector is only 3.7%. So 76% of nursing homes in Ireland are private. And interestingly, Cormac, the top 15 providers who own five or more nursing homes operate 10,700 beds. And in the last 2 years, we have seen investments of €1.3 billion come in from European investors.
Your point there? It's a profitable sector, is it?
The point I'm trying to make, that it's profitable in some parts, but there's two different sections to it. So we have private investors and REITs who control 28% of the private nursing market. And then on the other side, we have voluntary 3.7% and family-run small nursing homes that are finding things very, very difficult.
So is it your aim to support the smaller operator in the sector? Is that it?
My aim is to support all the nursing home sector, but I wanted to put an emphasis on the smaller and the voluntary sector.
How did you do that? Because it seems to me, based on the figures, the 16 small nursing homes that closed this year, averaging less than 30 beds, as I say, that you're not doing that.
So what we have at the moment, to date, we have 9 nursing homes have closed and 8 have notified HICWA of their intention to close. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, what we're seeing at the moment is that we have lost 483 beds through small family-run nursing homes. But we've had 4 new nursing homes open this year that provide 450 beds. So basically what's happening is the smaller side of the nursing home sector, the small family-run, the voluntary, are being very, very challenged in finding
Another way to say it is that you're failing to support them to keep their doors open. That's basically what the private nursing home sector or association is telling us as well this year. The figures that I quoted, the 194, representing €15 per resident per week over the limited period, that was an independent assessment of the cost of keeping a resident in a nursing home, they say. Are you disputing those figures?
No, what I'm saying is I haven't abandoned any sector. I believe that when you're spending 1/20th of 23 billion of the health budget for the whole of the country on public and private nursing homes, you're not abandoning any sector.
No, but hang on a second here. They say the costs that they're operating with have gone up significantly in the past year or so. They say they have engaged with the department and provided the independent assessment of costs per resident per week, for example. They've broken it down in that way. So crucially, Minister, are you disputing the independent assessment of cost?
What I'm saying is that I have engaged with Nursing Homes Ireland consistently since I came into office during COVID, where we provided 145 million in extra supports and continue to do so when there is an outbreak, running in parallel with TIPS. Also, the point I want to make is that the average cost per person per bed being paid to the private nursing homes at the moment is €1,083.
They say it's inadequate.
And the cost that's been paid to the HSE is averaging in excess of 1,600. But the point I want to make is...
So why the difference?
The difference is because the type of care provided is different. You're not comparing like with like.
So what's the difference in the type of care?
So the type of care is that you have a much higher ratio of nursing staff. You have the most complex and vulnerable cases that would be we would see in the HSE nursing homes that have complex care issues. And you also can have consultant-led care as well within the HSE.
You don't have complex care cases in private nursing homes, is that what you're saying?
You do have, but not to the same level.
And hang on, before you move on, because you have pointed out quite a significant discrepancy there. €1,600 to HSE-run nursing homes.
€1,083.
And what's the differential then being paid to public nursing homes and private nursing homes?
But you see, we're not comparing like
no,
with
but
like.
I understand that, and okay, you've outlined that, but I'm trying to unpick that. So what is it?
Approximately €600.
Okay, so that is quite a significant... Over what period of time? Is that per week?
That's per person per week.
That is a significant sum, isn't it?
But you see, we're not comparing like with like. So 4/5 of the nursing home sector is provided by private providers. And then we have 4,500 people who are cared for in community nursing units, the old community hospitals that we all know throughout the length and breadth of the country. The cases there are way more complex. The nursing ratio is much higher. We're currently doing a safe staffing pilot at the moment to see in relation to the amount of nursing ratio per healthcare workers. And at the end of the day,
Minister, each operation turns on its own facts. So even if the cases are higher, the energy costs will still be hiked this year for a smaller communal nursing home that is private. And maybe the lower payment into the private sector is inadequate given the cost base changes. Would you accept that?
I would accept things have been very challenging this year, but the increase in the NTPF payment this year has been 3%. Now, I have secured 45 million in next year's budget, again for the NTPF, because it's very, very important that the person is remembered here, the person who is in the nursing home, that it's their home from home.
Indeed.
And I have to make sure that the 22,500 people, that there's a budget there to keep them there from the first day of the month to the last day of the month. Cormac, you might remember a few years... I need to get this point across.
Yeah.
You might remember a few years ago when you had to wait up to 12 weeks to get into a nursing home because we didn't have enough of funding to make sure the 22,500 people are kept safe. And I do notice when... Mr. Daly spoke yesterday on News of One. He said this is only equivalent to €15 per person per week, and he mentioned 26,000 people in nursing home care. The Fair Deal supports 22,500 people, of which 18,000 are in private. So I don't agree with the figures that he used yesterday.
Okay, so you dispute those figures. But you say, think of the person. I don't know if you heard John Cook's report from Castle Turvan in Athenryan, County Galway. Peggy Collins, her husband Michael, had to move nursing home when Castle Turvan closed. Let's think of Michael and Peggy, for example.
It's extremely difficult for any person to have to live in a nursing home.
She said they were devastated at the closure. That Michael misses Castle Turvan, that they're further away from each other, and that there's pressure going to see him. And that is replicated time and again. Over the 60 nursing homes that are or will be closed this year. Now, my question to you is, if you don't provide adequate funding for the nursing homes that you mentioned that you want to support, and if further nursing homes are to close, Where will those people go? What do you expect them to do?
So currently we've had a net loss of about 50 beds this year. But unfortunately, when you have a net loss in specific areas, it can be very, very difficult. The last thing you want is your loved one to have to be moved to another town or another area to get nursing home care. But at the same time, some nursing homes decide that they're going to close, that they've been in business for so many years. Also, they might have to close because of HICWA regulations.
No, they're closing. HICWA says predominantly because of rising costs. Read that report, haven't you?
I absolutely have read the report, and I've had many meetings with HICWA and the NTPF.
So what are the people to do? Rising costs, and you have admitted on this programme that you are funding them at a much lower level into private nursing homes. If they can't keep the doors open, what are the residents and their families to do?
I need to go back to the point. There are differences in the cost of care between public community nursing units and private homes. CNUs generally have a higher cost of care because the HSE is staffed to deliver more complex care with a higher nursing ratio per resident as per healthcare workers. That is fact, and that has been borne out in many reports.
And that seems that to be your pro forma response to the questions that I'm asking you.
No, but my pro forma response is that last year, private nursing homes and voluntary nursing homes in Ireland received €1 billion of funding from the state.
Yeah, you said that before.
I have a budget that I have to adhere to.
But you haven't answered this question. You have explained or tried to explain why you're funding public nursing homes to a higher level. But if nursing homes continue to close, given the lack of nursing home beds we have in this country, an awful lot of people trying to fend for themselves in family homes and so on, and trying to hire care privately. So if they're to close, what are people to do?
So we currently have 31,000 beds in between nursing homes, in between respite, rehab, community care settings. So we don't actually have a situation at the moment except in specific areas where we might be challenged, where you have two or three nursing homes closing at the same time. So there are 31,000 beds. As I said, Fair Deal supports 22,500 beds. That's the first point. Okay. The second point is that what I'm trying to do is work with the sector. So this is €10 million. And if everybody draws it down up to the full value, it'll be €13 million. I've backdated it to the 1st of July. And I would ask the nursing home sector, instead of criticising it as a wholly inadequate response, it hasn't even been put in place yet. And each nursing home can claim up to 31,500 up to the end of the year. Now, nursing homes also have the opportunity, if they don't want to avail of that scheme, they can also avail of the scheme if it's more lucrative for them, that will be brought forward by the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform in the next couple of weeks, where my understanding is that you can claim up to 10,000. So they, whichever scheme is more viable for them, they can claim from. Okay. But this is my budget of 10 million up to the end of December, and I will keep it under review at all times. Okay. I don't want to see any more nursing homes closing.
People can text us to 51551, and I'm sure the sector will reply to what you've said in due course. Before I let you go, Minister Mary Butler, on a happier note perhaps, I know you had a health scare personally recently, and that you received good news. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. For the last, 8 or 9 months, I've been dealing with skin cancer, a basal cell carcinoma on my nose, bang smack in the middle of my face. Mm. And unfortunately, I suppose I had this spot or a mole on my face for the last two or three years that I used to cover with makeup. I used to cover with the mask over the last two years. And while I was in Brussels for St. Patrick's Day, I met an Irish doctor there who was working in America. And I met her and her sister, and she said to me, "I have to say to you, you have a basal cell carcinoma on your face, on your nose. Please have it checked out." So I had a procedure in June, a further one under anaesthetic in September, and I had skin cancer caused by sun damage in my youth. And thankfully, I got very positive news last week from the consultant who performed the procedure that he had removed it all and I shouldn't have any more bother. And I'm so thankful. I got the all clear.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that. But I suppose the wider message that you want to share with people is if you have such a mark in your skin anywhere, go and check it out.
Absolutely. 13,000 people in Ireland are diagnosed with skin cancer every year. I had no idea of this. And the most important thing we can do is, as we get older, we all develop little lumps and bumps. The most important thing we do is get it checked out. And I say to all women out there who are wearing makeup, don't forget the factor 50 underneath the makeup. That's the protection.
OK. Minister Mary Butler of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Cormac.